Jack, the first question I've got regarding all this, how much of a chance does Andrew Cuomo have of winning this campaign?
Well, I think one of the most important things to keep in mind, and this is what we keep hearing from incumbent Mayor Eric Adams, is that Andrew Cuomo lost the Democratic primary to Zohra Mamdani by over 12 points. So, look, you know, primaries are only a portion of the electorate, and there is a lot more people who didn't vote in the primary than did. So there's, of course, a chance, but we're already seeing, you know, big parts of the Andrew Cuomo coalition, whether those are some big businessmen who have moved to Eric Adams or a lot of the labor organizations, labor unions in New York City, supporting Mamdani and some of the Democratic establishment. So, you know, I feel like Andrew Cuomo probably feels like he's got nothing left to lose, but I don't like his chances.
How much of a spoiler can Andrew Cuomo play then?
Well, that's again what we're hearing from current Mayor Eric Adams, who wants Cuomo to get out of the way so he can really focus one-on-one or as close to one-on-one against Mamdani. I do think Cuomo could play a big role in being a spoiler. Eric Adams, as the sitting mayor, as an African-American, someone who's garnered a lot of votes, especially in the outer boroughs, and has really strong support there. Andrew Cuomo is going to cut into that, and that's why you've heard them both saying the other one should get out of the race.
We saw Byron Brown lose the primary to India Walton, yet win a write-in campaign a few months later. How different is Andrew Cuomo's attempt compared to what Byron Brown was able to accomplish in 2021?
Well, there are major differences. The first is a lot of people knew who Mamdani was when they voted for him. I think it was a real surprise to a lot of folks when India Walton won the primary. People found out she was a Democratic Socialist. I think it really motivated people. You know, it was also a unique time. It was the first June primary election we had had in Buffalo in a generation and coming out of COVID. So, you know, I think that was very different than what you see here. Andrew Cuomo has never represented or been elected to a city post in New York City. He has been out of office for a number of years now. He went out with sort of a really dark mark when he resigned after the investigation. Several investigations showed workplace and sexual harassment. So I think it's just a wildly different situation. You also have, again, the sitting mayor, Eric Adams, who's had some problems of his own, but you see him running a very spirited campaign as well. So very different circumstances there.
And for Andrew Cuomo to pull off this longest of long shots, what must he do?
Well, he's got to find a way to really motivate folks to come out to vote for him. He's got to find a way to get his message through in the biggest and busiest media market in the world. I mean, look, he in the primary ran a real Rose Garden campaign where he kind of rolled out endorsements and then rolled away without answering questions. I think in New York City, just like in Buffalo, people want to see you. They want to talk to you. They want to meet you. They want to see that you really want the job. They want to be able to ask you questions, which might have to do with City Hall and may not. And then so I think Andrew Cuomo has to really do that. And, you know, he's got to connect to some of that old Cuomo magic that helped, you know, he and his father kind of rise above ordinary politics in the past. But I think that's going to be a really tough thing to do. The media has changed, how voters connect have changed. And what Zohra Mamdani did on primary day, I mean, 25% of the people who came out to vote, presumably for him, were new voters, people who hadn't voted before. So I think Cuomo's up against a real movement here.